Today's good news, no sweat news.
Perfect.
Okay. We got, I got some good stuff, man. Good stuff in today's good news, no sweat news, because every now and then it feels like the light of the end of the tunnel's been turned off for construction, or we didn't pay the bill or something.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead and pay the bill and dateline the medical laboratories. The very first coronavirus vaccine is here in the United States. It's succeeded in its initial tests, and it's now moving into the final testing stage.
This is awesome.
So this is good news. Testing so far has shown that the vaccine has ramped up the human immune system to better protect us from COVID-19.
Perfect.
I'm sure there's going to be a ton of, you know, naysayers and conspiracy theorists who say that, you know, the vaccine causes you to grow pimples and a third eye.
Right.
And, you know, enlarged earlobes or something.
10 toes or 20 right. toes.
Sure. But they can go cough it. The thing is being created by Moderna. They're also reported that there's... Now, listen, this is testing phases, so there's still side effects. At high doses, the side effects are similar to COVID itself. Fatigue, fever, headache, muscle pain. They've got three groups of testing they want to do. High dose, medium dose, and low dose. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The National Institute of Health and Moderna is going to start its next testing round July 27th, and they're going to ask. They're going to find 30,000 people who want to do the study. Wow. And by the way, that company's stock skyrocketed.
I can only imagine.
Well, this is interesting. The Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the CDC, says America could end the pandemic in 4 to 6 weeks if we all wore a goddamn face mask.
Really?
Quote, if we all of us would put on a face covering now for the next 4 or 6 weeks, we could drive the epidemic into the ground, end quote. Now, we all know that's way too much to ask, yeah. So let's all just start looking forward to going back to concerts and hanging out in bars in, July of 2022, 23, 24, something like that.
It's sad to say.
Because God forbid I have to look at your face.
It is sad to say. I'm seeing a bunch of people not wearing them.
Idiots. Yeah. You bunch of dopes. Just put it on. Throw it on. What's a big problem?
Crazy.
Although I do forget every now and then. Most days, I leave the car at least once without it. I walk halfway across the parking lot, and I say, oh, wait, my mask.
You got to bring your car keys, your cell phone, and your mask.
Seriously. And Dateline, your home for story number three, especially if you have a pet, listen up. Animal experts say your pets have gotten really used to being at home all the time during the lockdown, and your pets are going to be miserable when that changes if you end up going back to work. So, and we all know that when pets are miserable, what happens? They usually take it out on our stuff.
Yeah, they do. They start chewing on
right?
stuff.
And like when Miles and Davis completely tore up the linoleum in my kitchen when we left them fenced in there while some of the other floors dried.
Yeah, I'm going to show you, Mr. Kraft.
They can right down to the concrete slab.
Damn.
Sons of bitches. Well, we forgave them for that. It was our fault for fencing them in.
Yep.
They, the animal experts, are suggesting you start priming them for the separation anxiety with some alone time. Maybe put them in a room by themselves for a half hour or whatever. Leaving the house for minutes, hours, etc. at a time.
Gotcha.
All right?
Gotcha.
We wouldn't want the pets to be stressed.
No.
First, they were stressed that I was around all the time. Now they got used to me, and they're going to be stressed when I leave. I tell you, life.
You can't win, man.
Life. All right, that's today's good news, no sweat news. For the no sweat news quiz, when you can win a 12-pack.
That's scratch-offs.
Of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and a couple of those awesome Rat Radio bandanas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.